Everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We are here for the fourth annual Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. Yes, for the last 4 years, I have been here, and this event keeps getting larger and larger. Well, it is Earth Day as well. Yes, Earth Day, April 22nd. Earth Day aims to inspire awareness of and appreciation for Earth's environment with events held worldwide to demonstrate support for environmental protection. It was first celebrated in 1970. So Earth Day has been around for quite a long time. Sean Flanagan is back in the boardroom, sitting in the air conditioning. I am over here, and it's a little warm today, but everybody is out here participating in their shorts and sleeveless tops and looking very cool and athletic at this tennis event. Today's show is presented by B. Olson's Jewelers at the Gardens on El Paseo on the lower level. So go on over there because they have a big Founders Day event going on all week long. So definitely check it out. All right, we have lots going on today's show. As we do remotes like this, we tend to mix it up just a little bit. I am going to leave the other microphone on while I don't have a guest there so you can hear some of the noise in the background of the tennis rackets hitting the balls and the squeals of delight and the moans of agony that go along with a bad shot. And then the squeals of delight that go along with a good shot. All right. We do have a couple of new contests on the website, the Traveling with Francoise website. So you want to go there. It is travelingwithfrancoise.com. We have a $50 gift card for Riccio's restaurant in Palm Springs. And we also have a two-night stay at the Omni Tucson National Resort. The only way you can enter or know how to enter is go to the website, go to that contest page, and the rules are right there. It's really easy, but you are going to have to do a little bit of work to enter. None of this, just send me your name and address and that's it. Nope, these you're going to have to work for just a little bit, but it's all in good fun. So definitely check out the contest page on travelingwithfrancoise.com. All right, yesterday on KSQ, I was not there. I kind of took the month off. I did, with Coachella Fest, Stagecoach. I just did. I thought this is a great time because the news really wants to focus, take that extra time for these big events that are here in the Valley, over 100,000 people each weekend. These starting last weekend, this weekend, next weekend. So I said this is a great time for me to take a little bit of time off, but I will be back on May 5th. But in the meantime, I get this all the time. People say, I miss you, Francoise, on KSQ, but did you know that I have a 30-minute travel show on Fox 11 every Thursday, Traveling with Francoise, and it is on DirecTV, and it also airs Friday mornings at 5:30, Thursdays at noon, and our next episode, because of Stagecoach, we're going to play the Nashville show. But last week, we aired a new episode for Brago Springs, and on the unpublished YouTube link. Unpublished. I haven't even published that part yet. It's been showing on TV. So obviously the people in Brago Springs have been spreading this around. We have over 800 views of that episode. Over 800 already on the YouTube. And we haven't even put the YouTube page public. So we're going to air Nashville this coming up week because of Stagecoach. And then after that, we will play the Brago Springs episode again for you and then probably go back to Tucson. I don't know. Check it out. But you can always go to the website now for our television page on there that shows all the episodes except for the current one, the Blue Angels episode, the California Science Center, which I just had some listeners go. They said we saw it on TV. We couldn't wait to go. We finally went, and it was fantastic. Pageant of the Masters is coming up. We have the behind the scenes of that. So anyway, lots and lots of stuff going on. All right. So today, again, as I said earlier, we are here for the fourth annual Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. It started this morning at 8 a.m. There is a tournament going on right now until 11:30, and then they have the trophy presentation. They have a great lunch after that. They also have a fabulous auction area. If you want to come out and just check out the auction area, they have some wonderful items over there. Then they have the Pro Junior Shootout at 1:30 and then closing remarks at 3 o'clock. This is open to the public, so you're more than welcome to come on over, support the junior programs that this Love and Love Foundation that Jackie Casals and Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper founded. We're going to find out more about that from Rosie Casals. But all this benefits their foundation, which in turn benefits the junior tennis programs here in the Coachella Valley. Now, here at Indian Ridge, they have incredible tennis courts. I'll let Hall Wade tell us about that a little bit later on, the general manager. But they have beautiful tennis courts here, pickleball courts, championship golf course, everything right here. And the members truly come out to support these events as well. I see a lot of sponsors have been involved with this event. Like I say, the fourth annual event keeps growing every single year, getting larger and larger and larger. So hats off to Rosie for her and her team that put all this together, and all the junior players that are out here today, along with parents watching, and just, you know, it's just a fun day, a fun day. It is warm, yes, but there's a lot of umbrellas. There's a lot of water. There's going to be a fantastic barbecue lunch, which I never seem to make. I'm always on the air. So maybe I'll try to wander on over there after the show today. So anyway, going on till 3 o'clock today, please come on over. Just tell them at the gate you are here for the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am, or just say I'm here for the Pro-Am. That's all you have to do. And they will let you in and point you to back here by the clubhouse so you can see. You'll find us. You'll hear the noise. You'll see all the umbrellas, blue umbrellas up. You'll find us. And come on over and watch some great tennis being played. And Junior's out here having a great time. They really enjoy this. And getting to meet, you know, Rosie, she is a force to be reckoned with in her own right when it comes to the tennis world. And these kids are really excited to work with her and meet her. Plus, later on, they do have the presentation. Also, the recipient of the Jackie Cooper Award will be joining us. So we have that. We have some folks from Indian Ridge Country Club. Lots of things going on here at this fourth annual event. You never know. When you have a first one, you think, well, will we be back next year? You wonder, you work on it, you tweak some things, and here they are going strong. I was just talking to some of the volunteers that help out with this, and they say this year just bigger and better than ever. And I tell you, they really have a really great organized feel to it. The first year I remember, you know, everybody's kind of getting their bearings, but this year it is very, very, very well organized. Seems like the volunteers know a little bit more about exactly what they're doing because they've done it a couple years in a row. So again, a great event which benefits Love and Love Tennis Foundation, which in turn benefits the junior tennis programs here in the Coachella Valley. Yep, good stuff going on. So I think, let's see, I do have some announcements. I'm going to try to fit those in here during the show. We also have, I want to mention some of our sponsors, but you can always go to the website for all that information. We want to welcome Animal Samaritans to the show. I see Rosie walking in the opposite direction. Did she forget that she was going to be on the air? Our first guest. I don't know. She has a lot going on. She does this every year, and then she'll just wander on over saying, oh, I know what time it is. Anyway, that's okay. We will work it out. But as I said, I'm going to try to fit in some news, some events going on. Even though we are coming into May, the end of April, coming into May, I tell you, there are a lot of things going on, yes, in this Coachella Valley. So don't just think we're going to be sitting back and hiding in our air conditioning as soon as it heats up. No, lots of things happening. And, of course, today it is happening right here at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert, off of Country Club. And come on in. Just say you want to go to the tennis tournament. That's all you have to do. Come on in. And while you're here, you might want to stop by Diane Williams and Associates and just check out some of the beautiful homes for sale. That's what I would do. All right. On that note, I think we're going to step aside for a moment. With any luck, Rosie will wander back on over here. I see her wandering around all over. And we will continue on with Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club, right here in Palm Desert, off of Country Club. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the fourth annual Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. Now, some of you heard a little hum in the beginning of the show. Well, it was a fan that I had right next to me, so I turned it off so it wouldn't interfere with our guests. Joining us now, as promised, is Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
Hello, Francoise. How are you?
Well, I am fine, thank you. Here, let me turn your mic up just a
little
bit.
I'll speak louder.
That's okay. You're good. You were wandering back and forth and all over, and yeah. I was just saying... The tournament, this is your fourth annual event. When you start a tournament, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And it is growing. And all the volunteers kind of seem to know what they're doing. It really feels really organized.
Well, we are organized. Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's not the BNP, but it feels like it sometimes when you're getting everybody organized, the pros, yeah. the juniors, the amateurs and everything. And, you know, we're putting it all together at beautiful Indian Ridge Country Club.
Well, it wow. looks fantastic. I know the barbecue's warming up over there.
I can smell it.
It smells fantastic. But before we talk about the barbecue and the auction, and it is, and I've been telling everyone, it's open to the public. Come on over, support this. Let's talk about why you started this event, Rosie.
Okay, I started this event. Tori Fritz and I, you know, obviously Jackie Cooper was a great friend of ours and loved kids and everything, and he passed away, unfortunately, at... you know, in 2013 of cancer, and we wanted to do something to commemorate him. And so, you know, this was a great idea to bring the juniors, the pros, and amateurs together. And so we also, from that, decided we should start a foundation, the Love and Love Tennis Foundation. And, you know, that benefits youth tennis in the Coachella Valley. So we've been busy with that. And in honor of Jackie Cooper.
Well, you do such a great job here. Now, of course, you mentioned the BMP, and that brings so much tennis awareness to the Coachella Valley. What have you seen with the juniors? Has that spiked even more interest with the juniors when it comes to tennis?
I think so. Those that don't even play, and we've been reaching out way out to Mecca and Oasis and everywhere with the Boys and Girls Club, and the kids always know about the BNP. You know, we bus them over, and they come and watch and participate in the clinics that the NJTL does there. So, you know, it's great to have such a platform like the BNP, you know, the fifth largest, but I'll tell you, it really rivals any of the Grand Slams. It's a great event.
Now, when you're out here, you're the tournaments going on. I never see you playing. Do you have a moment to get out there?
Who's going to run this? Yeah, I don't have a desire to get out there anymore. I don't mind hitting every once in a while, but to run around and do all that and okay. say, oh my God, I can't even run. I can't get to that ball. And no, my days of playing, competitively in any way, I know is over, but I still enjoy hitting the tennis ball. That's okay.
All right. Now, this tournament, we talked about, it is a team tennis pro-am and the Love and Love Tennis Foundation. You benefit, and you mentioned a few things that you did there. You said that you bus kids around to see events. And tell us more about the Love and Love Foundation. Is it teaching kids? What does it do? How does it bring them into the tennis world?
Well, we run free tennis clinics all over, and we've been doing it with the Boys and Girls Club and also at the Rancho Mirage Community Park. You know, we have pros that help out. They help our clinics and some of the juniors as well. And, you know, we have equipment. I mean, some of them never had tennis lessons or know anything about tennis. So it's something new, and we teach them, you know, the basics of ground strokes and volleys and overheads and serves. And we continue it throughout the, you know, we start in November, we keep going. And, you know, some of the kids, if they progress, we try and bring them to an academy to make sure that they're, you know, progressing. So, you know, it's just to introduce them to tennis, because some of them know about soccer, baseball, and all other team sports, but nothing about tennis.
Yeah, and which is amazing. It's a beautiful tennis facility here at Indian Ridge. All right, now you have a recipient of the Jackie Cooper Award. Tell us about this person and why are they receiving this award?
Well, Lorna Kuehl, I guess most people would know him from the Battle of Sexes, very good friends and manager of Bobby Riggs. And so we feel that he has a spirit that Jackie Cooper provided about loving kids, wanting to promote junior tennis and the love of tennis, bottom line. He's been involved in tennis all his life. And so the Jackie Cooper Award came about. Again, how can we continue that legacy of Jackie Cooper loving tennis, loving his friends and juniors? And we felt that, you know, having an award and having people like Lorna Kuehl, who does the Easter Bowl at the Gardens and does the 16 and 18 Nationals in San Diego. And, you know, the first recipient of this award was Charlie Passerell, again, a very good close friend of Jackie Cooper. And last year we had Dee Dee Felich, who was worked at the BNP for a long time and finally retired. So we feel they encompass the feeling of what I think Jackie Cooper was all about.
Well, I know that I've been lucky enough to talk to every award recipient the last 3 years. Coming into today, I'll be able to talk to Lorna, and they all are just so humbled and honored to receive that award. So,
well, when you have a friend like Jackie Cooper, and you know he was a great guy, and everybody loved him.
Okay. Now this morning the tournament, everything start kicked off at 8 a.m. So what is happening on the courts over to my left, your right? I see players playing. What's going on over there?
They're playing in the pro-am. So that was the morning session, and everybody's playing a team format. So they have a team, and the team consists of one pro, one junior, and two amateurs. So they play you know, accumulative scoring, no at scoring, just like team tennis, and the one with the most score, highest points, wins the whole thing. So we're playing four rounds. It should be coming to an end now, and I know they're getting hot and hungry.
Yeah, hot and hungry. And then later on today, you have the pro junior shootout. That starts at 1:30. And that, who plays in that?
So the pros will play in that and all the juniors. So we'll have the pros and juniors. There's a team Cooper and team Fretz, Tori Fretz. And so there'll be six pros on each team and six juniors on each team, and they'll compete in doubles. And whoever wins, same thing, accumulative scoring. Whoever wins gets a big trophy.
The best team standing. All right.
That's it.
Now, this event, you have phenomenal auction items for people to come and bid on. Tell us a little bit about your auction items that you have going on.
I have to remember them.
Okay. Well,
I have a Venus Williams signed, you know, beautiful photograph. And a Nadal, Rafa Nadal, and, you know, we have Virginia Slims poster. Billie Jean and I signed the picture with a great T-shirt. Have a round of golf here at the Indian Ridge Country Club and Toscana and Eagle Falls at Fantasy Springs. So that's a lot of good stuff. We have Spa Day at Indian Ridge. You know, the Russell Salon, if you want to get beautified, that's a great place to go. And we have a one-hour private lesson with our tennis director, Randy Berg, and myself for four, a doubles clinic. So that's kind of special because we don't do that often. And we have a two-night stay at a Penn Springs casino and dinner at the bistro. So there's a lot of things for everybody to be able to bid on.
And how long is the auction going to be open?
It'll be open to 2 o'clock.
Till 2 o'clock. And for those folks that are coming in just to watch, now you can come in to watch the pro junior shootout at 1:30. Come on over. It is open to the public. Just tell them at the gate you're coming back here to the tournament, and you can bid on those fabulous auction items. And the money raised again from the auction is to help the programs.
Correct. The Love and Love Tennis Foundation, like I said, we buy equipment, rackets, balls, you know, instruction equipment, coaching. So, the, you know, it goes to a good place. And also we have the raffle. We have some great prices for the raffle. I think, let me see here. You get the first prize, 2 days VIP seats for the BNP Paribas Open.
There you
go. So there you go. That's the first prize. So
great prizes.
Yes. And Mama Gina's. You get to go to Mama Gina's and Vicky's of Santa Fe and also our other one, Pueblo Viejo Grill, which is one of my favorites.
Now, how can people get involved? How do they get their juniors involved with the Love and Love Foundation?
Well, you can always give me a call at 760-772-9411. And, you know, we'll see what we can do for them. But you can reach out to the Boys and Girls Club, so, you know, wherever.
Wherever
they are.
And then they reach out to you as well.
Yes.
Is that how? So
absolutely.
That's a good way to do
yes.
it. So they find they have people at the boys, kids at the Boys and Girls Club that are interested in tennis. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to get them involved. So then they call you.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it. That's the connection.
All right. That's
there's
a great connection. Well, you have to be so excited about this event and how it's growing. How many players do you have out there right now on the
court? We have about 60.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
We have about 12 juniors, pros, amateurs, about 24. So we've got about close to 60 Okay. So we're crowded.
You are crowded. Yes. And where do the pros come from?
They're local pros, and they come from each place. We have Woodhaven, we have Tuscana, we have the lakes, we have Indian Ridge, and a lot of them come from Northern California. Some of my buddies from up there are seeking the warmer weather, so they're down here. Okay. So they come from all over.
All right. And such a great event, such a lot of fun, raising money again for the Love and Love Tennis Foundation, which in turn benefits local junior tennis programs throughout the entire Coachella Valley. And I want to stress that, because you mentioned you just don't stick right around Palm Desert or La Quinta or whatever.
Yeah, no,
you
go from one end to the other.
And
we work with the National Junior Tennis League, and, you know, they help us out some, and the USTA, Southern California. So we're all connected, doing the work and trying to get tennis to kids all over.
All right. And Rosie, one last question. I know every year I get to talk to one of your junior players. Last year we talked to a young gal that was just headed straight for the top. This must be so exciting for you. Who do we have this year to talk to?
I think we can have Taylor and we can have Diego.
Okay.
So he can tell you where he is in his career and what he's doing.
Lots of fun. Rosie, great job. I know you have a lot going on. She took her time out to come on over here, chat with us. Great event. Thanks for having me out.
Thank you.
I will keep telling everyone, come on out.
Absolutely.
Support this event and raffle a bit on those raffle prizes and auction items and come out and see some great tennis. Thanks, Rosie.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, there you go. You heard it from Rosie Casals, and this is the Rosie Casals Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am happening right now at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert off of Country Club. Come on over. Support this. Bring your kids. Let them look and see some tennis, some junior tennis players. You know, they're having interest. This is a great way to open their eyes to the fun that they can have while playing tennis. So definitely bring them on over. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We're doing a live remote over here at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We are at the 4th annual Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. But we're not going to just talk about tennis. We're going to talk about some other fun things that are happening here all the time on a regular basis. If you lived here, you'd be able to enjoy this every single day. And joining us now is Debbie Ramirez. She is the spa and fitness supervisor. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you are more than welcome. All right, Indian Ridge, beautiful, beautiful property. People tend to think of it as a country club golf facility, which it is, but there is a lot more that is on property here. So let us start with the spa.
We have a wonderful spa here at Indian Ridge. We offer massages, body treatments, skin care and facials, hair care, as well as nail services.
All right. And how large is your spa in there? It's pretty large, I would call
it. It is very large. We have 6 massage rooms, and we are going to be later in the year probably improving that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you improve perfection, but you can do it. All right. Now, are you more part of the spa or you're more part of the fitness area?
I'm more part of the tennis and fitness part of it.
Okay, tennis and fitness. So, well, then
yes.
Let's talk about a little bit of your tennis programs here. What goes on during the season and even in the summer as far as your tennis programs?
Well, we are very well known for our game arranging. We have 12 tennis courts. They're all lit. They all have lights. We have 10 hard courts and 2 clay courts. We have 7 pickleball courts and that are very active. And we have bocce fields.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A lot going on outside. Now, you mentioned the clay courts. That's unusual.
Yes, they're 2 wonderful hard-true courts, and they're used every day. And they're even cooler in the summer days to play on.
Oh, right. Now, does your tennis program still, I know you have your snowbirds that come in, this is their second home, but I also know Diane Williams is been on the show recently, that more and more people are full timers now.
Yes, they are.
It's changing. The climate is changing here in the Coachella Valley. They just leave for a couple of weeks, come back, and they want to be home. So tell us what happens during the summer on your tennis.
We have weekly clinics for all levels, tennis clinics. We have organized weekly men's and women's tennis days. I mentioned the game arranging. We have round robin events on special holidays. We have exciting pro exhibitions featuring former world-class players. And we have a kids' sports camp. We do that around the holidays, around Christmas and spring break.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And folks, you can easily come over. You have a pro shop for tennis. You have
a
pro shop for golf. You have a beautiful tennis pro shop behind me, which is behind me, that has all sorts of great tennis attire and whatnot. And I'm sure if people just wander on in there and talk to you, you can give them the full rundown of everything that's coming up, because you can't remember it all.
We have a full-service pro shop, stringing available, special discounts for members, and all the top tennis lines.
Okay. And to keep fit, to play tennis, because it is a it's a very active sport. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your fitness center here at Indian Ridge Country
Club.
Well,
it's very well used. Lots of people are utilizing it. And in fact, this summer, we are going to be enlarging it. So it's going to be even better.
Oh, wow. Well, I know I'm going to have Hall Wade. He is going to be on after you, actually, the general manager here at Indian Ridge. And I have a feeling he wants to talk about phase two.
He does.
What's coming
he does.
Out.
Yes,
very,
he's
very
all exciting.
Excited. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I have also, I've always been... I always give Indian Ridge Country Club so much credit for the foresight. I mean, they saw that things were changing in the valley, and people were looking for more of a lifestyle experience. And they started doing that here at Indian Ridge several years ago. They didn't wait till people were knocking on the door saying it's time for change. They've been changing all along the last several years, keeping up with the times, and which is great for you when you work at a facility. You're here with the members. I'm sure you enjoy hearing your members be excited and can't wait for the things that are coming up.
Yes. In fact, that's where we've grown mostly is we've added the pickleball courts. And pickleball is probably one of the fastest growing sport around, especially here in the desert. So we have inner clubs, we have exchanges, both tennis and pickleball, and that's what keeps our members active.
Yeah, you even have some champions here, too, that I know of. So mm-hmm. congratulations to them. Now, I want to jump back to the fitness center just briefly here. What type of equipment do you have in there?
Well, we have the cardio equipment, and we have, of course, the treadmills and all the weightlifting equipment that you can imagine. It's all the top lines.
All right. And what if someone like me, I don't know anything about the equipment. I walk in there, I look around, I'm a little stumped. I'm not sure where to start. You have people in there to talk to?
We do. We have the top trainers, and they're wonderful people, and they're very approachable. And, they are busy all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's such a fun day here. Again, the fourth annual event, it keeps growing and growing and growing. I know there's a lot of auction items over there. Lunch is going to be served. You get to wander over there, and I can see, I think they're barbecuing hamburgers and stuff.
It smells good, doesn't it?
It does smell good. All right. And, Debbie, so year-round, Indian Ridge, the fitness center, the spa, the tennis courts, it's all open year-round.
It is, yes. We just go to half days in the summer. Mm-hmm. It's a little too hot to be out there in the afternoons.
Right, you have to use common sense.
Yes, and we have wonderful aerobic classes, Pilates. We have Tai Chi now. We have yoga. And so there's a lot to do inside our fitness center.
Okay. And that goes along with being a member of all these different organizations here at Indian Ridge. Off the top of your head, I'm sure you hear people talking about the different organizations. Which one has surprised you the most when you heard somebody talk about, I don't know, because I know they do everything here. Which one have you heard some of your members talking about you? And really? We have that also?
Well, that's a good question.
Because we're always surprised. I know they have motorcycle and car, and I know they have had talent in open call and just so much happening here.
Yes.
Any one thing kind of struck your mind? Say, we're so lucky to have that here.
Yes. Well, we do have motorcycle trips. Yeah, we do that on Sundays. In fact, our director of tennis, Randy Berg, he leads our motorcycle trips. And you're right. The open call surprised me that we had that here, and I was even part of it.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. Lots of fun, lots of talent
yes.
here. And you also have lots of mixers and gets-togethers and parties and your event on the driving range out there.
And the bocce fields.
The bocce fields.
Yes.
So much happening here. It truly is a lifestyle in itself living here at Indian Ridge Country Club. Something, if you are looking for a lifestyle in a beautiful setting, look no farther. Just come right over here to Indian Ridge. It's mm-hmm. that simple.
Yes.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And I know you have your pro shops busy today, always mm-hmm. busy. Get on in there and help out your customers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, folks. So that's just a little bit of some of the activities and amenities. I'm going to call them amenities. It's frankly resort living here at Indian Ridge Country Club that they have here to offer all its residents. And as far as the homes, variety of homes and whatnot, we'll let Hall Wade talk about that, and we'll let him talk about the Phase 2 program that I know he is very, very excited to tell us about. But before we do that, I want to give you a few heads up. We're going to take a break, and then Hall will be joining us. Want to remind you that the Clydesdales will be at El Paseo on Wednesday, April 25th, they will be here. It's a free event open to the public because they're going to be traveling down El Paseo, dropping off some beer at different restaurants, and then heading out to Stagecoach. So that happens on Wednesday, April 25th, beginning at 12:45. And it's free, so go on down to El Paseo, line the streets, take the kids, and you will see the Clydesdale there on a Wednesday. Also, I wanted to let you know that the Founders Day event is going on at B. Olson's Jewelers. Check that out all week long. Lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. You don't want to miss that. And then Dine Out for Life happens on Thursday. And Ristretto in Palm Springs will be donating 100% of their proceeds for Dining Out for Life, of course, raising awareness and funds for AIDS services organizations. So Ristretto from 6 to 6 all day long, 100% of their proceeds will be going towards Dining Out for Life. And Ristretto, of course, is located inside the 500 on the corner of Palm Canyon and Ramon. So head on over there. And all this information will be posted on the Traveling with Francois website. So, you don't want to miss anything. If you forget something, you can't write it all down, just go on over to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Okay, on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Hall Wade joins us. He is the general manager and the COO of Indian Ridge Country Club right here in Palm Desert off of Country Club. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Rosie Casals Jackie Cooper 4th Annual Tennis Team, Tennis Pro-Am, and Indian Ridge Country Club. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and we are coming to you from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert off of Country Club. Joining us is Hall Wade, the General Manager and COO. Hi, Hall.
Hi, Francoise. How are you?
It's been a year already.
It's been fantastic. It has been a long time. It goes by quickly.
It does go by quickly. So much going on. Now, I am on your members' mailing list of all the activities, so I can talk about them on the air. And every single day, you guys have something going on for someone. There is something for everyone here at Indian Ridge. So let's talk a little bit about the country club as a whole. Tell us about it.
Well, we have an amazing club. You know, we have about 940 members, a couple hundred staff during the season, just an amazing campus from, eight or nine treatment rooms in the spa, big, beautiful health and fitness facility, great dining, a couple of neat golf courses, short game practice facility, performance center, 13 tennis courts, 7 pickleball courts, 6 bocce ball courts. So there's always something going on, and the social life here is without equal.
Well, it really is. And you have all these clubs, too, that are from the motorcycle to the car to the knitting to the talent. I mean, it just to the cards, everything going on here. It really is. And I've said this before. It's such a lifestyle here that you can immerse yourself in. Or if you don't, you can partake in the few that you want and just enjoy the beautiful,
right.
The beautiful club that you have here. You always are. I was telling Debbie earlier, you have kept up ahead of the game. There was a couple, for a while there were people saying that clubs needed to be revamped. They needed to bring them up to date. That was changing. The country club lifestyle was changing. People wanted more. Your residents and families wanted more. You started doing these phases how many years ago here?
Well, I've been here for 10 years, but, you know, really it started when the club was built. I mean, the bones, if you will, the structure of the club is something that was here from the beginning. So it was a great vision from the beginning, you know, just an amazing pool complex over there that we didn't have to put in. I mean, we had this beautiful pool party the other night with the little steel drums and, you know, just fun stuff. And but we've done something every year, you know, something significant and then several smaller things each year. And so that's 10 or 12 or 15 things over the last 10 years. It's been, and so the club really does look brand new. It's just fun.
Which is really, I want to applaud you for it. And your members also as well. They probably don't even, I'm going to say, they probably take it for granted. They're just used to it now. They expect it. They want it. You keep it up. They walk in. It looks fresh and new, and they're excited. So you also have restaurants here. Tell us a little bit about the dining experience here at Indian Ridge.
Very active. So we really have two venues. We've got the main clubhouse with the Arroyo Grill that serves lunch, and then we have our Ridge Room that serves dinner, and then we have a bar menu, you know, 7 days a week, and then an outdoor dining venue, Palmer Patio, which is lovely. Here by the pool, we have JK's Cafe, named after Jack Kramer, who is an honorary member here and taking with the tennis event today. JK's Cafe is unbelievably popular. Great staff down there, open air dining by the poolside, and it's just another great little spot. And you know, we served 125,000 meals this year, you know, so just, and our new chef just did an amazing job.
Which we had him on the air before the season started.
Right.
And he was so excited. He was so excited because he said, I just can't wait to bring back the dishes that they love, but also offer something new.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it all went well this season.
It went almost perfectly, which is knock on wood, you know, just an amazing thing. We only have a couple of big events left. Our end-of-season party is one of them. But he's just hit a home run. And that's so tough to bring back the classics that all the members want and then to add some new things that he thinks that they're going to want to have because you've got, you know, over 900 different palettes times two. But he is very skilled and just a great addition to the club.
Well, fantastic. Now, something I know you're very excited to talk about is, I'm just going to call it phase two. So tell us, because phase one has been going on continuously, but phase two, what is phase two about?
So phase one and two, and then there's a three and four, you know, eventually that they can always morph and evolve into different things. But that really talks about the health and fitness center. So phase one was remodeling the common areas in the lobby and the tennis pro shop last year, and it resulted in a spectacular remodel. It's light and it's bright and it's refreshing and it's, you know, contemporary and just looks fantastic. Phase two is the expansion of the gym, which is a big deal, a big construction project. So we start tomorrow, actually.
Oh.
And we're increasing the gym about 75%. We're capturing an area of about 500 square feet for a Pilates studio.
Uh-huh.
We're adding the most amazing equipment. You know, the flooring and the lighting is going to be spectacular. It's just a... It's not an overwhelming project. It's a remarkable project that we are looking forward to.
So, Hall, because I've been in your fitness center and it looked pretty darn fabulous to me. But where did all this come from? Were you seeing a different demographic? You have so many new residents coming in all the time, and of course, your residents have been here from forever. Where did you feel this need to bring all this about?
Yeah. So we do have one of the larger fitness centers in the valley. You know, I'm sure that there are some that are a bit larger, but you know, it's sizable. And but we have a very active membership and very health conscious membership. Gosh, we have five trainers on staff, and we do 40 hours of complimentary fitness classes during the week. And really, with the addition of so very active, and we just needed more space.
All right.
But this year, we with the addition of our new director of fitness, Chet Sheehan, and our new spa director, Jenna Larson. I mean, the whole dynamic has changed. You know, our fitness classes are more than full, you know, waiting list to get in. And so we have to address that over the summer and figure out how we can accommodate more members. So the energy there is just fantastic. And as we've done in all these phases over the last 10 years, you know, it needed a little bit of a facelift, although our equipment really is only 3 or 4 years old now.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
But because we just put it in 3 or 4 years ago, but we're going to this techno gym. We're going to the highest quality and most technologically advanced equipment out there, and it's just going to be spectacular.
Well, I have to say, besides, we're probably going to see a DJ in there. I don't know. But it had a compliment to your staff to get your residents and members here that excited about fitness. I mean, it has to start somewhere.
Right.
And the staff that you have in there, they're doing a phenomenal job.
They really are. And again, the energy, it's just, you know, it attracts the members in. We've had, you know, lectures on for fitness and for spa on different topics throughout the year. The members are just buying into it. But that's the lifestyle that you were talking about early. And people want to have more than golf. We've got spectacular facilities for golf. But we have all these other things that people can do. And really, you know, that's what allows you to live a long and happy life when you're healthy and mentally content.
And I had Diane Williams was on the show a couple weeks ago, and she's always so fascinating with all her statistics and what's going on. And we were talking about the difference now when the desert used to shut down in the summer, when it was really just a small year-round population. She was telling us that just here alone, the increase now in the year-round residents has been tenfold. I mean, it's changing now. We are a year-round livable. It gets hot, but we adjust a little bit in the summer. We travel a little bit and come back. But places like Indian Ridge Country Club right here, you're seeing that your members are here all year round, and they don't want you to shut down.
Absolutely. Yeah, our season does really extend. And she was probably speaking a lot of the selling season for homes, which really does extend. I think last couple of years, we were well into July with just still home closings, which is just, was unheard of 10 years ago. One of the really neat things about this community is whenever you go to a community and look for a home, well, if the club is not being successful, you know, then it's hard to imagine that home values are going to be stable. And this club has just been very successful, over the last number of years. And the community is really, as a whole, is one. You know, we have two homeowner associations plus the club. We work very well together. And we've got a relationship that ensures the success of the entire community, both financially and with the boards and the staff and the different organizations. So really ensures a neat community overall.
Well, it is. It's just a wonderful community. And one thing we haven't talked about, just really touched lightly on, we've talked about the fitness, the restaurants, all the activities, of course, the spa, everything going. You have the two pro shops, but the second pro shop that you have, we talked about the tennis pro shop, a little bit about the golf pro shop, but tell us again, for those that might just be driving around and stumble upon us or listening, you have two incredible golf courses here, have some big events. Tell us about your golf here at Indian Ridge.
It is spectacular. You know, start with the pro shop. Gosh, I've got a hand to Jody Cook, who's been our buyer for a good number of years, and she just does a spectacular job, not only with golf apparel, but with streetwear, if you will, you know, things that I've not seen anywhere else for, especially for women.
Yep.
And it's really neat to see. You know, we've got 9 golf professionals, including our director of golf and our head golf professional, 2 full-time teaching professionals, and then 4 or 5 assistant Class A professionals. The golf courses are amazing. You know, we built a short game practice facility a couple of years ago, which is great. We're going to enhance another short game practice area this summer, which is a little bit longer chipping area. You know, the two courses, the Grove and the Arroyo, have different feels to them, but are both spectacular. With regard to the members, they like them equally. Sometimes you'll get to a club where one course is more, you know, is more well liked by the members than the other. And, you know, actually, we have a planning session at the board at the end of this week, And we're talking about some other enhancements that we haven't even talked about yet. So it'll be kind of interesting to see when we talk to you next year what else we've come up with.
Well, you just have to come on before next year. We have had your executive chef on. We get your director of your head golf professional on. So, Hall, you're just going to have to come on back. And do you get a vacation? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Speaking of which, we do. We actually have an Indian Ridge Travel Club.
Yeah.
And we've gone. This will be our sixth year. We're going to Alaska this year. We're going to Portugal next year.
All right.
We've been all over the place. So this is the sixth or seventh year with the travel club, and that's a fun way to take a little vacation.
All right. Just checking to make sure, because you have a lot going on. Hall Wade, thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome on the show anytime. Keep me posted on what's happening. Good luck on phase two. I know it's going to be phenomenal. So, and I'll just have to come back and check it out and tell everybody what I'm seeing. How's
Absolutely.
That sound?
Thank you, Francois. Well, thanks for having me.
All right, Hall. Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment to take our mid-show break. When we come back, we have a lot more coming on. We're going to talk with Rod Smith, who handles all the pickleball here, which I, frankly, have a beginner pickleball, and these guys are amazing. We're going to have the award recipient for the Rosie Casals event going on. We're going to have a junior player join us and a lot more. So stick around for more Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We'll be right back.